ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो ययामुदीरयेत् नस्तप्रयेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भगवता सेवया। भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग टुडे फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 1 वर्स 14 बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। याद वाचि तन्त्यं गुणा कर्म दमभि सुदुष्टरै वत्सा वयं सुयोजिता सर्वे बहमा बालिं ईश्वरया प्राता नासि इव द्विपादे चतुपादा। यद्वाचि तन्त्यं गुणकर्मदामभि सुदुस्तरैर्वत्सवयं सुयोजिता सर्ववहमो बलिमीश्वरय प्रोता नसीव द्विपादे चतुष्पदाम्। Yat, of whom? Vachi, in the form of Vedic instruction. Tantyam, to a long rope. Guna, of quality. Karma, and work. Dhammabhi, by the ropes. Sudustarai, very difficult to avoid. Patsa, my dear boy. Vayam, we. Sujojita, are engaged. Sarve, all. Bahama, carry out. Balim, orders to please him. Ishvaraya, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prota, being bound. Nasi, in the nose. Iva, like. Dvipade, to the two-legged driver. Chatupada, the four-legged bulls. Translation. My dear boy, all of us are bound by the Vedic injunctions to the divisions of Varnashrama according to our qualities and work. These divisions are difficult to avoid because they are scientifically arranged. We must therefore carry out our duties of Varnashrama Dharma like bulls obliged to move according to the direction of a driver pulling on ropes knotted to their noses. Purport. In this verse, the words Tantyam Guna Karma Dhammabhi are very important. We each get a body according to our association with the gunas, the qualities or modes of material nature, and we act accordingly. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the four orders of the social system, namely Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, are arranged according to guna and karma, their qualities and work. There is some controversy about this, however, because some say that since one receives a body according to the guna and karma of his past life, it is one's birth that determines his social status. Others say, however, that one's birth according to the guna and karma of his past life is not the essential consideration, since one can change his guna and karma even in this life. Thus they say that the four divisions of the social order, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, should be arranged according to the guna and karma of this life. This version is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam by Narada Muni. While instructing Maharaj Yudhishthira about the systems of guna and karma, Narada Muni said that these symptoms must govern the division of society. In other words, if a person born in the family of a Brahmana has the symptoms of a Shudra, he should be designated as a Shudra. Similarly, if a Shudra has Brahminical qualities, he should be designated as Brahmana. The Varnashrama system is scientific. Therefore, if we accept the divisions of Varna and Ashrama according to the Vedic instructions, our lives will be successful. Unless human society is thus divided and arranged, it cannot be perfect. As stated in the Vishnu Purana 3.8.9, Varnashram Acharavata Purushena Parahapumam Vishnur Aradhyate Panta Nanyat Tat Tosha Karanam. The Supreme Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is worshipped by the proper execution of prescribed duties in the system of Varna and Ashrama. There is no other way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One must be situated in the institution of the four Varnas and Ashramas. All of human society is meant to worship Lord Vishnu. At the present moment, however, human society does not know that this is the ultimate goal of perfection of life. Therefore, instead of worshipping Lord Vishnu, people have been educated to worship matter. According to the direction of modern society, men think they can advance in civilization by manipulating matter to build skyscrapers, big roads, automobiles, and so on. Such a civilization must certainly be called materialistic because its people do not know the goal of life. The goal of life is to reach Vishnu. But instead of reaching Vishnu, people are bewildered by the external manifestation of the material energy. Therefore, progress in material advancement is blind. And the leaders of such material advancement are also blind. They are leading their followers in the wrong way. It is best, therefore, to accept the injunctions of the Vedas, which are mentioned in the verse as Yadvachi. Yadvachi, yad means of whom, vachi in the form of the Vedic instruction. In accordance with those injunctions, everyone should find out whether he is a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra, and should thus be educated accordingly. Then his life will be successful. Otherwise, all of human society will be confused. If human society is divided scientifically according to Varna and Ashrama, and if the Vedic directions are followed, one's life, regardless of his position, will be successful. It is not that Brahmanas will be elevated to the transcendental platform, but not the Shudras. If the Vedic injunctions are followed, of all of them, Brahmanas, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudras will be elevated to the transcendental platform, and their lives will be successful. The injunctions in the Vedas are explicit directions from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The example cited in this verse is that bulls tied by ropes in their noses move according to the directions of the driver. Similarly, if we move according to the instructions of the Vedas, the perfect path for our lives will be set. Otherwise, if we do not move but act according to our whimsical ideas, our lives will be spoiled by confusion and will end in despair. Actually, because people at the present moment are not following the instructions of the Vedas, they are all confused. We must therefore accept the instruction by Lord Brahma to Priyavrata As the factual scientific direction leading to the success of life, this is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 16:23. Yaha shastra vidhim utsriya vartate kama karata nasa siddhim avapnoti nasukam na param gatim. If we do not live according to the injunctions of the shastras, the Vedas, we shall never achieve success in life, to say nothing of happiness or elevation to higher status of living. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Patakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tam Vitantam Sajiva Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitanscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the verse was, Yadvachitantyam guna karma dama bi sudustrair vatsavayam sujojita sarve bahamo balim ishvaraya prato Ta nasiva dvipade chatuspadaha. My dear boy, all of us are bound by the Vedic injunctions to the divisions of Varnashrama according to our qualities and work. These divisions are difficult to avoid because they are scientifically arranged. We must therefore carry out our duties of Varnashrama Dharma like bulls obliged to move according to the direction of a driver pulling on ropes knotted to their noses. So I would like to ask for the blessings and permission of all the senior Vaishnavas so that I can say something which is valuable for all of us right now in the situation in which we are in our spiritual lives. Hare Krishna. So I'm not so expert in Varnashrama Dharma, but I was asked to give the lecture, so I will try to say the little I know about it. So, in this chapter, what happened is that Maharaj Parikshit was asking Shukadeva Goswami why Priyavrata, who was kind of Naishtika Brahmachari and like self-satisfied, why it came that he kind of also enjoyed family life. So he was very bewildered about that. So in the verse number 5, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that sometimes it can happen that there are like obstacles in the spiritual path, like put by the Lord himself or by offenses, yeah? So temporarily it can seem like a devotee kind of falls down and enjoys, but he's never lost. That is Krishna's promise. So he comes back to track. And Prabhupada also explain the situation of Jai and Vijay, that sometimes the Lord himself can be the impediment. So he put Jai and Vijay, by Krishna's arrangement, they came to this world as demons to fight, to give the Lord a good fight to Krishna. So of course, Priyavrata, he wasn't very thrilled about getting married and and all, and taking care of the whole universe. I mean, it's quite quite something. For me, I was just taking care of one family and one small yatra, and that was really a lot, too much. But taking care of whole universe is like, wow, a lot to do. So, but of course, Priyavrata, being like an obedient person, he followed Brahma's instructions later on. And Brahma gave him instructions. He came personally, which is quite something, you know. He comes himself in his own swan chariot to go and see Priyavrata, because this was really important. And in the verse 11 to 19 in this chapter, Brahma is instructing Priyavrata. Very nice verses, actually. And here he is saying, he's explaining that we have to do our duties according to the Varnashrama. And if we just follow, like the bull is following, he's tied by the nose here, and it's kind of really painful, so you really have to to follow it. You can't do anything else. So in that way, like without deviations, we have to follow. Well, he told him he has to follow this, his duties. So Prabhupada is saying in the purport, we are bound by Vedic injunction and the modes we developed. We have to follow, and I mean, it's quite natural also. But of course, we also have our free will, so we can say, no, I don't want to do this. Like Krishna is instructing Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, and then he tells him, yeah, now you can do what you want. So Krishna never interfere with our free will. He always allows us to do what we want. He gives instructions, but then it's up to us to do that, to follow that. And I think that's a wonderful quality in Krishna, because he's kind of showing respect to the small jiva. Him being the most powerful is showing this tremendous respect to the small jiva, and not at all interfering with what we want to do. So that is kind of a sign of love and respect, which is very wonderful. And so if we don't follow these instructions of the Vedas, if we don't become obedient to the Guru and Shastra, then of course Prabhupada says we are transgressor and candidate for hell, for hellish conditions. And in Bhagavad Gita, there are quite many verses about this Varnashrama. One is 3.5. Let me see here. Nahi kachit kshanam api jatu tishtatya kramakrit. Karyate hi avasa karma sarva prakriti jargunai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Translation: everyone is forced to act helplessly according to the qualities he has acquired from the modes of material nature. Therefore, no one can refrain from doing something, not even for a moment. So in our previous lives, we were kind of doing some actions, and the body we get now, the body and the mind and the intelligence we have now, that's due to our previous life. And in this moment we can decide what kind of body and mind and intelligence we want in the next life. In this moment we can decide, but once we get it, then Krishna says everyone is forced to act helplessly according to those qualities that he has acquired, yeah? So if someone is acting like a dog and then next life he gets a dog body, then he's kind of helpless in that situation. He has to act like a dog. Yeah, and he also says no one can refrain from doing something, not even for a moment. And so Krishna has scientifically put up this Varnashrama Dharma system, so that I was thinking yesterday, why did Krishna do this? Why did he put up the Varnashrama Dharma system? Somebody has any idea? Yes? Yeah. For organizing society? It's a practical, yeah. Jana? You were going to say the same? Somebody else? Why did Krishna do this? Varnashrama Dharma? What? I don't need to repeat, yeah. You were going to say it? Yeah, that's a very good point. Krishna, he created this material universe with that in mind to help us go back to Godhead. I mean, we can satisfy our whatever desires we have, and then gradually we become purified, and then we go back to Godhead. I think it's in the 11th canto. I'm not sure, but I think it's there where Krishna, kind of created all the species, but not the human being was not there yet. But then, what would the material world be without the human being? It would be like a hopeless situation, because that's the whole goal, that we get a human body, and from there is this Varnashrama Dharma system and the Bhakti Yoga. Ultimately, it should lead to Bhakti Yoga, so that we can kind of reconnect, reestablish our lost relationship with Krishna. And it was in one of these, Prabhupada is saying in this purport of 3.5 in Bhagavad Gita, in contact with material energy, he's answering this question, why is Varnashrama Dharma there? In contact with material energy, the spirit soul acquires material modes, and to purify the soul from such affinities, it is necessary to engage in the prescribed duties and joined in the shastras. But if the soul is engaged in his natural function of Krishna consciousness, whatever he is able to do is good for him. The Srimad Bhagavatam affirms this. It's from 1.5.17. If someone takes to Krishna consciousness, even though he may not follow the prescribed duties in the shastra or execute the devotional service properly, and even though he may fall down from the standard, there is no loss or evil for him. But if he carries out all the injunctions for purification in the shastra, what does it avail him if he's not Krishna conscious? So the purificatory process is necessary for reaching this point of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, sannyas or any purificatory process is to help reach the ultimate goal of becoming Krishna conscious, without which everything is considered a failure. So this is an important point also. Well, Prabhupada is saying, first of all, Varnashrama system is there so that the soul can become purified. And we can see that in our own life. When we are, let's say, first it starts like Brahmacharya, the study time and the training, and then most people, the Brahmacharya in itself is like purifying, and then when people are qualified, then they can go into the Grihastha ashram. And there it's allowed to have some kind of enjoyment within the, I mean, it's a license to enjoy, but in a very, how do you say, controlled way, one could say, yeah, within the Vedic injunctions. And so one can have some experience of what material enjoyment is, but in the same time it's purifying. Like I have four children myself, and it was very purifying to take care of them. Because when one is young, one is very selfish and want to enjoy. And then when you all of a sudden have four kids which you have to take care of and render all these duties, then gradually you become less and less selfish. I still have a lot of selfishness left, but some is gone. Some of it is gone. So then one can enter the the Vanaprastha, and finally one can take sannyas if one is in a male body. And ladies don't take sannyas, but it's something similar. And I was also thinking that the period between change of ashram can be a little bit difficult, actually. And the persons who are in those periods need a lot of help and advice and guidance, so that they will not kind of fall back from where they were coming. So from, let's say, from Brahmacharya to Grihastha, I know some of the devotees I knew in Sweden, they were kind of, one of them said, well, it took me 10 years to understand I'm not a Brahmacharya any longer. So I don't think it should take such a long time for a man to understand, oh, I have a wife and I have a child, yeah? So I think it's important in a community that we help each other in when this change is there. And from Grihastha to Vanaprastha can also be like a bit dangerous. One can fall down again. One wants to renounce, but like Prabhupada said in the second canto in a purport, he said, well, people want to renounce, they want to take Vanaprastha, they go to a holy place, and then they get married. So it's kind of very important that they get the support and everything. So of course one shouldn't take these steps prematurely also. So it's important in that way. And then we have the different varnas Krishna is describing in chapter 18. So here he describes the work of the Brahmana. Shamo damas tapashocham kshantir arjavam evacha gyanam vigyanam astikyam brahma karma svabhavajam. Translation: peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, and religiousness. These are the natural qualities by which the Brahmanas work. And then the next verse. Heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity, and leadership are the natural qualities of work for the Kshatriyas. And next verse. Farming, cow protection, and business are the natural work for the Vaishyas, and for the Shudras there is labor and service to others. And in the verse 47, Krishna says, it's better to engage in one's own occupation, even though one may perform it imperfectly, than to accept another's occupation and perform it perfectly. Duties prescribed according to one's nature are never affected by sinful reactions. So it's kind of important to understand in which Varna one belongs. And that's not easy in Kali Yuga. If some service comes to us again and again, I mean the same type of service people are asking us to do, then of course we can understand that this must be my Varna, because like Arjuna was saying to Krishna that I don't want to fight. Now I want to become like a Brahmana, just a yogi somewhere. And then Krishna said, no, but it will come to you, because somehow we are attracted to that kind of work. So I can see also in my own situation that I want to run away from organizing and taking responsibilities and this and that, but it comes to me, so then I have to surrender that, okay, this is my Varna, to kind of organize and be in charge and like that. And I try to cool down and try to become a little more in the mode of goodness and brahminical, which is also good, but somehow this comes back to me. So in that way we can also understand what is our nature and engage that nature in Krishna's service. And that's the whole idea, actually. The idea is that we should satisfy Lord Vishnu, yeah? That's the whole idea. It's actually very wonderfully arranged by Lord Krishna that we are kind of bound to these different types of modes. We are really extremely bound by them. But in the same time, if we act for the satisfaction of Vishnu, we do that kind of work, then we become liberated by that. The same thing which is binding us will liberate us if we do it for the satisfaction of the Lord. So that's kind of the whole idea with the Varnashrama system. And Krishna is saying in text 9 of Bhagavad Gita, Yagyartat karmano nyatra lokayam karma bandana yat arta karma kaunteya mukta sanga samachara. Translation, work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed, otherwise work causes bondage in this material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction, and in that way you will always remain free from bondage. And that's not very easy. I remember myself when I was going to work. First of all, I didn't like what I was doing, but somehow it was the best arrangement also. But I was trying to remember, now I'm doing this for Krishna, this is for the satisfaction of the Lord, so that I can maintain my family and give whatever needs there are for the children. But somehow it was really difficult to work in that mood also. It's not so easy. Prabhupada is saying, since one has to work even for the simple maintenance of the body, the prescribed duties for a particular social position and quality are so made that purpose can be fulfilled. Yagya means Lord Vishnu, or sacrificial performance. All sacrificial performance also are meant for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu. And therefore one has to work for the satisfaction of Vishnu. Any other work done in this material world will be a cause of bondage, for both good and evil work has their reactions, and any reaction binds the performer. Therefore one has to work in Krishna consciousness to satisfy Krishna or Vishnu, and while performing such activities, one is in a liberated stage. This is the great art of doing work. And in the beginning, the process requires very expert guidance. One should therefore act very diligently under the expert guidance of a devotee of Lord Krishna, or under the direct instruction of Lord Krishna himself, like Arjuna. Nothing should be performed for sense gratification, but everything should be done for the satisfaction of Krishna. This practice will not only save one from the reaction of work, but also gradually elevate one to transcendental loving service of the Lord, which alone can raise one to the kingdom of God. So the Vedas are kind of constructed in that way, that different persons in different modes, they are all in Krishna's mind. They are all, he's counting everyone. Those in the mode of goodness, ignorance, and passion, they are all within Krishna's heart. He's considering them. How can I elevate the persons in mode of ignorance, passion, and goodness? And so that's the Varnashrama system. It's kind of including everyone so that each one can become elevated in that way. And there are different Vedic scriptures for different people in different modes. But like Prabhupada is explaining in the sixth chapter, the last verse of the Bhagavad Gita, about this yoga ladder, that gradually one can come to the highest yoga, which is bhakti yoga. So if one stops one's development in the karma yoga platform, then one is called karma yogi. But actually, the whole ladder, the whole purpose with all these different yogas is to come to actually to surrender to Krishna and understand that we are not this body. We shouldn't understand only that we are not the body. We should understand that we are eternal servants of the Lord. We have a spiritual name. We have a spiritual form. And we have a certain activity which we gave up to come here. And once we are here, then we have to retake that. So that's the whole purpose with the material universe and Varnashrama Dharma system. Yeah. So that was something. And I don't know if you have any questions or comments or would like to add something, some important points I might have missed from the purport or the verse. Are there any? If he's not properly situated in his it can do, actually. I mean, it depends on what level that person is also. If he's very advanced and kind of transcends the nature he has, or if he's not that advanced, then it could affect. I mean, I was doing this cleaning work, yes, but I don't feel that it affected my. It wasn't bad for my Krishna consciousness, but of course it was an austerity, but because it's not exactly according to my nature. But I was listening to lectures and I was singing and dancing and cleaning and and also giving out books to people and preaching to them like that. But I think it depends on what level one is in Krishna consciousness, because the material side of the devotee, of that person, will not be satisfied. It will be frustrating and you will feel depressed and like that if you're not doing according to your nature. So in that sense it can drag you down a little bit. Yes, but I don't know if someone else has a better answer. I think it can drag you down a bit, but it depends how advanced you are, how much you can transcend. Yes? Yeah. As I read also this other verse where Krishna says it's one should try to do the, you know, whatever one is meant for, because it can be dangerous to do somebody else's duty. So, I mean, if we are in the right, if we are rightly situated, that's the best. Then we are really protected, and the mind is peaceful, and then if the mind is peaceful, then you can chant Hare Krishna very nicely. But if you're not in the right situation, then you will not be able to hear, and you will be disturbed, and it will be such a struggle. Krishna consciousness will be such a struggle. So, yeah, as Prabhupada also said, with the expert guidance of you know, spiritual master, then one can, or friends, or I mean, guru, sadhu, shastra, then one can come to the right situation. It's not always easy to understand, but somebody else from outside can understand better what we are meant for. Bless you. Okay, that was nothing else. Okay, you know. It's a limited, very limited. But it's like you have a choice. You want to serve Krishna or Maya, that's your choice. That is actually. We don't have a free will, that's what you're saying? Well, it's a limited will. I mean, it's not that you can choose whatever you want. I want to be God, and I become God. It's not like that. But we can choose. Yeah, I want to try to see how it is to be God. So then we come to this material world and try to imitate his pastimes. So in that limited way, we can kind of try to live out that desire. Once you're in the material world, it's like you bind a cow to a tree, and the cow has a certain, let's say, 20 meters, he can go, he can walk away from the tree 20 meters. So that's our free will. It's also a little bit like that. It's kind of limited. It's not that we can do and choose whatever we want. But it's actually based on that Krishna, he wants a true relationship with us based on pure love. So that's why he gives us this opportunity to choose. Do you want to serve me or do you want to serve Maya? Because he doesn't want a false relationship based on, you know, duplicity. Yeah, he wants a true, sincere relationship, and that's why we get this choice that we can sincerely, with pure love, reciprocate and have a loving relationship with him, or we can be kind of mixed. But then we are in the material world, kind of, you know, have some. Yeah, I have little relationship with Krishna, but I am also interested in material world. We can also have that kind of relationship, but the most satisfying relationship is when you surrender completely surrender completely to Him. So I don't know if it gives you some perspective to your question, but there is a limited. It's limited. It's not unlimited, this free will. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, she's able to move because Krishna allows her to move, and according to her karma, yeah. If it's not her karma, she will not be able to move. So I mean, it's kind of complicated. It's not so easy to understand. We are Tatashta Shakti. We are kind of in between the spiritual and the material energy, and we can choose where we want to be, but we are not unlimited like God. So, yeah. Okay, it's time for breakfast. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Glories to the Sambhu devotees.